Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you glad he knows your name? Amen and amen and amen. Well, you may be seated. I'm going to ask you a question. If you were here Wednesday night, you know the answer. Do you know where you are? I hear several people saying it. I did a sermon on that Wednesday night, and at the end, we found out that where we're at, and we're seated in heavenly places with Christ. Amen. Just thought I'd see if anybody remembered. All right. I want to continue talking my series on fear. This part two is called Winning Over Fear. I text every Sunday morning with, I don't know how many pastors there are, but and I use some of what I'm saying in there today, and two or three of them wrote back and said, you know, he said, that's really a timely subject. He said, it seems everywhere you turn, somebody's dealing with fear. There's a lot of things happening in the world that causes fear if you're not careful. I mean, even today when they start all of the warnings going off, I mean, on your phone. How many of you had warnings going off on your phone? And, you know, the enemy can use that as to get you into fear if you're not careful. Hello, you there? You gone home already? It's a little early to go home. I saw that they still needed two workers, so if you're a worker, go help them out. Really, we need to realize that we can live in victory over any fear. Now, we got to realize that fear will come to all of us, but we don't have to make it a lifestyle. See, many people allow fear to set limits in their lives, and they're always living in fear. You know, Babe Ruth, he struck out more than anybody else, but he also, in that day and age, hit more home runs than anybody else. But and he said, never let fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. You know, God wants us to be led by the Spirit and not do things because of fear. You know, I believe David was an individual that we can see had a lot of opportunity to fear. He went as he lived his life, and God called him a man after his own heart. But look at what he said in Psalms 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I like the New Living. It says, even when I walk through the darkest valley. That way, a lot of it's all that death and the other. But it says darkest valley. When you're in the darkest portion of your life, he says, I will not be afraid, for you're close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. The rod and the staff was what the shepherd used to help protect the sheep with. The voice says, even in the unending shadows of death's darkness, I'm not overcome by fear because you are with me in those dark moments. Near with your protection and guidance, I'm comforted. Then I like what he says in Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? You know, David, if you read the Psalm, he many times talked about being free from fear. He had many opportunities. When you look at his life, he had a bear and a lion attack the sheep. And he's out there with his slingshot and a shepherd's rod, but he didn't fear. When he faced Goliath, I mean, that would be an opportunity to be very fearful. When the Philistines tried to kill him, I don't know how many times. And then Saul did the same thing. And in all of these challenging situations, David chose to trust God and refused to be afraid and rose to what he was supposed to be because God had anointed him to be. You know, many people give in to fear and never become all that God has created them to become. You know, David talks about trusting God who is with him no matter what happens. Now, I have seen, and when I was in school, and we had homiletics class, and we had to minister. I don't know why people were choosing to go into ministry when they were so afraid that they got up in front of the class and started to talk and then turned and ran out the door. They were afraid to talk in front of people. You know, David's secret to winning over fear, and keep this in mind, his secret to winning over fear was the fact that God was with him wherever he was. And we got to remember, Timothy says it like this, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Or Paul says it in Timothy. You know, we're all going to face times when fear wants to come in. But you see, we got to remember, no matter what's happening, God is there to protect us, to keep us, to lead us, to guide us. And, you know, when you forget what God has said and you forget that he is with you, you have a tendency to go and lean into the fear that's coming upon you. Now, you know, some people say, I'm never in fear. Well, but I hear you say, I'm worried about something. That's just the devil's way of camouflaging fear. You know, now you can be concerned about something. You see, one person, you know, said, well, I'm not fearful of doctors, but I just dread going. Wait a minute. That's just, the devil uses all kinds of tricks like that. We need to be wise of the enemy's ways, because he is trying to bring fear to our lives. Because if he can get you in fear, he can get you out of faith. And if he can get you out of faith, he can get you out of receiving the blessings that God said belong to you. You know, sometimes people will use threatening language or actions, and it causes you to get in fear. Don't look at me like that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But then some kind of dangerous something happen. You can get in fear. Oh, that might happen to me. Or I tell you another way that fear comes in is reading and viewing material that promotes danger and fear. Another way that fear comes into your life is dominant people who try to intimidate and dominate you. Another way is religious cults using threatening language. Another way is negative advertising promoting impending doom if you don't buy this product. And I'm sorry to say, some people get on Christian TV do that. News reports can cause fear to come if you allow it. The devil has hundreds and thousands of ways that he is going to try to steal everything that God wants you to have from you, because he is against God. He has been against God ever since he tried to overthrow him in heaven and God kicked him out. You know, we must, you got to resist fear, because it opens the door for the enemy to bring other things in. Listen, in the New Living Translation, Job 3:25, what I feared has happened to me, and what I dreaded has come true. This is what Job said after all the tragedies that happened to him. But you got to go back and read ahead of that. Every time it talks about his kids and they're having parties and stuff, and every time that they did that, he went and he had a special ceremony that he went through because he was afraid that they might do something that would go against God. I'm just going to say it too. If you read it in our language, that's the way you would say it. He was fearful. Fear will come. Well, let me put it this way. These words, these words that Job used here revealed why it happened to him. Now look at Paul, and let's look at contrast the things that are not from God versus the things that are from God. Now we're going to look at 2 Timothy 1:7. Now stay with me. I realize I'm not preaching today with these messages. I'm teaching. Sometimes I teach, and sometimes I preach, and sometimes I preach, teach, and sometimes I do. I don't know what I do, but I do it. All right. That give you time to find 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. The New Living says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline. Now, okay. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Okay. Look, let's read it this way. For God has given us the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Because he's not given us a spirit of fear, well, then he's given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. You see that? See, the spirit of fear is not from God, it's from the devil. The spirit of power and love and a sound mind is from God. You know, when we choose to have the spirit of the power and the love and a sound mind, then fear cannot have its way. See, you choose. You choose to allow fear, the spirit of fear in, or you choose to operate in the power and love and sound mind. You know, when you look at these verses and you see these verses, when fear moves in, you lose power. When fear moves in, you lose your love. And when you lose power, you're weak and have no strength. You ever notice that when I've been around people, they get in real fear, they get in fear, they get paralyzed. And then when you see people that are in fear, they have no love. They're self-centered. They're consumed with self-preservation. They don't care what happens to anybody else. Just let me get out of here. Hello. And they have the loss of a sound mind. You see, if you get in fear, you can't think straight. You will make crazy decisions that a sound mind wouldn't make. You know, many of the people that have emotional and mental problems, and I didn't say all of them, so make sure that I said many people, from the research, many people that have emotional and mental problems, it all stems back and was caused by fear. That's a fact. You can go study it. You know, today there are many Christians walking around who don't know how devastating fear can be. They're continually watching things that promote being fearful. You have to be careful. You watch stuff and you'll start being fearful and you'll start going around the house. And every time, you're fearful, you're so afraid that somebody's going to break in. Well, there's cause to be concerned and do stuff in the natural that you need to. But don't be so consumed with fear that you can't even sleep. I've seen people that are so consumed with fear that they sleep for just 30 minutes or so and wake up and, oh, I heard something. What was that noise? Come on now. You know, Lynette said to me the other day, she said, did you hear the dogs barking? I said, no, I didn't hear them. I got those two puppies out there. I didn't hear them. I was sleeping. Now, I am a light sleeper, and sometimes noise wake me up, but I turn over and go back to sleep. I don't get up to see what it is, you know. We have to guard against fear. Now, how does fear come into you? Now, I've talked to you about some of the ways the devil, but here, fear comes most of the time. Fear comes through your own physical senses. What you hear, what you see, and what you feel. All right, let's check it out then. Let's look at it. When the disciples were crossing over to the other side of the lake, they become fearful, and let's look at it. Now when he got into the boat, Matthew 8:23, and his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. When they felt those waves crashing in the boat, they become fearful. Lord, save us, we're perishing. See, when they had the wave, felt the waves crashing in on top of them. Hello? You know, I don't know whether anybody was here that when we went on that to Corpus Christi, took two bus loads of us down to go deep sea fishing. Anybody here that went with me on that? I see Cornelius. No, Cornell, he didn't go. But anybody here? Anyway, they took us out when they shouldn't have. There was about, 15-foot swells, maybe higher than that. We were on a 90-foot catamaran, and one time the front end was on a wave here and the back end was on a wave here, and then they collapsed, and we just go, pow, drop about 10 feet, I think, or more, I don't know. And, man, it was bad. And most of them were sick, and some people were scared. But I mean, if you were out on deck, the waves were just coming up there over the boat, coming on top of you. And in fact, some of us got out there because everybody was sick down in the cabin. And some of us just stood out there and let the waves hit us because it helps you not to get sick. But you see, it is what they felt. Now, he had said, go to the other side. When God says something or Jesus says something, then we need to have faith in that and not in what happens. not in what we feel. Now, look at, here's another example. When Peter became afraid when he saw, see, feel, saw, in Matthew 14, Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter came down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. Fear came in. He cried, "Save me." The Lord immediately stretched out his hand and saved him. Here, Peter heard what Jesus said, "Come on." And he went out and he walked on the water. But when he began to see the circumstances around him, he went into fear. I imagine his normal senses took over and said, "Hey, man, I shouldn't be walking on water. Look at this. Look what's going on out here." See, we got to learn to guard against letting the circumstances, the situation, the problems that come to you, we got to guard against letting them grip us with a spirit of fear. It's easy to do. I'm not saying that it won't happen. I'm not saying it's easy to prevent because the devil's coming hard at you. But you've got to learn to realize and to speak what the Word of God says. "I'm not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind." Oh, I see the circumstance. I see the situation, but the Lord is with me and I will overcome. Like, go back over with what David said. David said he didn't have any, he wouldn't fear. Remember that? We read that over. "The Lord is my light and salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress." What is a fortress? It's a place that of protection. And he goes on to say, "Protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? Why should I be alarmed?" Don't be alarmed when the devil comes in with all kinds of junk. That's what he is going to do, to get you in fear, get you out of faith, and get you from receiving what God said is really yours. Anybody getting this? Now let's go to Mark 5:35. I'm still talking about that fear comes through the senses. Now, the disciples got afraid when they felt the waves. Peter got afraid, or fearful would be another word, when he saw all the stuff, the wind, the waves. But now let's look at this. Let's look at this. While he was still speaking, that's talking about Jesus. That this is right. This is actually when the woman with the issue of blood was healed. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house because his daughter was sick. Now, right there, while he was speaking to the lady with the issue of blood, it says, verse 35, while he was still speaking, some came from the rulers of the synagogue's house, that's Jairus, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" Now, look at the next verse. As soon as Jesus heard that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Okay, hearing. Jesus could have become afraid, but he chose to listen to which report? He chose not to listen to the bad report and be afraid. He chose to listen to what Jesus said and kept believing. Stayed in faith. See? He had two choices: to believe what Jesus said or to believe the report they said, "Don't bother him no more. Go back with Peter. He chose to see what was around him. That caused him to get in fear. He did not go. Jesus said, come on. He should, if he would have stayed on that, looking at Jesus and on what Jesus said, he would have walked to Jesus without getting afraid. The guys in the boat, the disciples, they felt the waves plashing in on them. And it looked like the boat, all the water coming into the boat, looked like it's going to sink. They got afraid. Now, see here, Jairus, I can't even pronounce it right anymore. But here, he chose to believe not what he heard from those that came to talk to him about the situation. He chose to believe what Jesus said. Don't be afraid. See, don't be afraid. Don't get in fear. Only believe. See, the devil tries to bring fear to us through what we feel, through what we see, and through what we hear. Before getting victory over fear, you have to shut the door where it's coming from. What does that mean? Well, you got to shut the door on feelings. You got to shut the door on what you see. You got to shut the door on what you hear. The bad stuff. And you got to go with what you feel from God. You got, you know, our faith, not feeling, but hey, there is feeling when you have faith. Come on now. Just like there's feeling when you're in fear, there's feeling when you have faith. Anybody ever been there? Yeah. And then here, you got to shut the door on what you see. Just quit looking at it. Look at what God said. Shut the door on what you hear. You know, guard against what you listen. Watch out what you see. Watch your environment. Don't stay around people that are always, oh, I'm fearful. There are people that are negative and in fear. Get out of the way. Get gone from them. Well, they're not going to help you anyway. All they're going to do is drag you down. Go find you some positive people to get with. People that say, I believe God no matter what happens. I don't have a spirit of fear. Now, I'm not talking about going out and doing something crazy. You know, anytime you preach like this, somebody gets on the other side of it. Well, bless God. They're liable to go out there and walk across the street right in front of traffic. I'm not afraid. Spirit of God with me. No, that's dumb. If Spirit of God's with you, all right, and he's going to take you to heaven. You know, there's such a thing as being rational. But there's such a thing as knowing what God said in his word and living there. I'm not telling you that you're not going to have a problem with fear. You know, when you feed on the word of God instead of on things that promote fear, then faith will come. And you have a choice. You can feed on the word of God and material that will help your faith, or you can feed on things that promote fear, and then fear will grow. It's your choice. It's not up to God. It's up to you whether you walk out of fear or not. See, we know, according to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Well, as an example, we could say, also, faith comes by hearing. What are you talking about? Hearing what's going on, hearing all the bad news, hearing what the report. Jairus could have heard, he heard the report, but he chose to stay, he chose to believe what God said. Learn to feed your faith and starve your fears. Come on now. I don't know about you, but I want to live my life free of fear. And I want to tell you what, fear can come in if you're not careful. I mean, you know, you have your circumstances, you have your finances, you have all kinds of stuff that you're, and the enemy can come in. As the head of the church, this church, as the head of this, the Kenneth Hagin Ministries and the Bible schools. I mean, hey, there's all kinds of stuff happening all the time. But I declare out loud many, many times, I've not been given a spirit of fear. No weapon formed against me will prosper. The Lord is with me. No one can stand against me. Those are the words from the Word of God. You got to learn to get the words from the Word of God and believe them rather than what the circumstances are saying. What's the situation saying? Well, yeah, but you don't know what I'm facing. No, I don't know what you're facing, but I don't know what God said. There's one thing to know what God said. You see, nobody knows what everybody's facing. Every one of you facing things that you keep within yourself, nobody knows. Hello. But you see, God, you keep the power of God. I don't go talking about what I'm facing all the time. But I do go around saying, I'm not having a spirit of fear. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Why should I fear? The Lord is with me. The Bible says we're more than conquerors. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. You got to believe it and say it. You know, boldly speak the word. I like what that Psalms 24, as I wrap this up. Even when I walk through the darkest valley. How many of you have walked through dark valleys? Look like we ain't gonna make it out. You couldn't see nothing. I'll tell you what. It says here, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. And then in 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? Why should I be afraid when I know what God has said? Why should I let things and circumstances and situations and people cause me to be in fear? Because I have a God that has said that he is with me at all times and he will protect me. Hallelujah. How many of you all believe that? How many of you believe that you can live free from fear? I didn't say it wouldn't come to you. I didn't say you wouldn't have opportunities to get in fear. But you have to believe. You have to believe what the word says. Even in the natural, you have to believe you can do some things before you can do it. Otherwise, you know, there is an element of fear there. But once you know what the word says, hello, once you know the what it said about that situation, once you know about it, there's no more fear. Hello? Now, you know, every situation. Back in 79 to 80, I had an old street stock and run up here. My wife wouldn't let me drive very much. I only drove about 5-6 times. I was a good driver, but she didn't want me driving, you know. But I want to tell you what. The first time you get in that car and you strap on that harness, that five-way system, you put that helmet on, and you start driving around there, and they're going to drop, they come in, and you're coming around that corner, and they're going to drop that green flag. I'm going to tell you what, there is an opportunity to get in fear. I ain't ever done this before. I can drive a car, but I don't know whether I can drive a race or not. You have to begin to tell yourself, listen, I can do this. I know how to drive a car. I know how to keep this car in line. I can do this. You understand what I'm talking about? That's a simple little deal, but let me know why. It's the same thing when fear comes in. It's going to come, but you got to say, hey, I can do this because my God is with me. I can do this because God's not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and sound mind. I can do this. I can come through this. I don't care how dark it looks. God is with me. And in the darkest hour, he'll shine the light if you'll quote the word. And as you quote the word, he shines the light. And as you walk, you'll walk through. You'll walk through to victory. And then there will be a shout. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's just some words from the Lord. I didn't have them written down. Didn't even think about them. They just come up in my spirit. Everybody stand for just a moment, please. Thank the Lord. We do not have to have fear. Amen. Anybody get anything out of this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you minister to the people today. May they take what we've said and may it minister to their hearts. And may they live free from fear. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. If there's anybody here and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know him before you leave here. Until you know him, you can't walk free from the fear I've been talking about. If you're here and you know what it is to serve God, but you have just not, or you're just not where you're supposed to be, and you need to come and rededicate your life, anybody on any one of those two invitations, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you right now. Let me see your hand. Be bold enough to raise your hand and say, hey, I need to change my life. I need a change. Anybody, anywhere in this room right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I see no hands. But if there happened to be somebody in this congregation, may the Spirit of God go with them. And until they stop and change their life by asking you into their lives, may they not be able to do anything. Go with them, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Did you have something you want to sing? I saw you come up here.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And it won't work. Sing that with me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And it won't work. And I know God will do what he says he will do. He will stand on his word and he'll see you. Come on, sing that with me. No. And God will do what he says he will do. He will stand on his word and he'll cause sing no weapon. No weapon formed against me.
weapon formed against me will prosper. Stand on the word. God will do what he said he would do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.